Yeah, likewise, Steve. I'm glad I was able to get it worked out. I'm on my way to West Point right now. I've got Army and Georgia Southern, a couple of 6-2 teams on Saturday, and then I have already set the channel on my satellite radio. As soon as I'm done with Army and Georgia Southern, I hop in the car to drive back to Harrisburg. I will listen to you and Jack the entire way.
We appreciate that, as always, so much. When you've had a chance to really get a handle on Penn State, when you've looked at it, what are a couple of things that are jumping out to you, Ross?
Obviously the quarterback play. It's hard to believe how much it feels like Sean Clifford has regressed. I don't really have a great explanation why. By all accounts, he's an outstanding young man. I remember talking to him, when he was in high school, and I don't know if it's the new system with Kirk Schrock or what, but he's really hurt them. That's pretty clear. I felt like the offensive line has not performed as well as I thought they would with everything they had back, and I think having a new offensive line coach and new schemes and new techniques is part of that as well. So those are areas I thought would be strengths that haven't been as much. Obviously, Micah Parsons opting out hurts quite a bit. No Journey Brown hurts quite a bit. And then, I think the D-line hasn't been as good as I thought they would be. Mustafa, I'd heard good things about Hakeem Beamon. Really, Jason Alway's been the only guy you can count on there. So it's been a little disappointing everywhere. I think turnovers,
yeah,
and red zone efficiency, red zone play calling have been a big difference too. It's not a lot of high percentage plays, and I think it's a big reason why they lost the Nebraska game for sure.
Yeah, no, I think you hit on some interesting themes. Turnovers have really hurt, obviously, especially there have been a lot of short fields for that defense to be out there because of turnovers along the way. So that needs, you can't go minus six. You got to be plus six the next four games after being minus six in the first four. You talk about Army. What kind of interesting road has this been for Army? Because I just talked to Ivan Maisel about maybe 10 days ago, and he just went to West Point because he wanted to experience it. What's the experience been like in a campus that is normally alive when it comes to college football at one of the greatest venues in the world, Mikey Stadium?
Well, it's amazing. And I tell everybody, anybody listening, you got to go sometime if you get a chance. So it's weird, Steve, because we stay on like right off post in the famous Thayer Hotel.
Yep.
And that's where the Thayer gate is before the first check-in gate to go on post. And, what's interesting is usually I wake up on a Saturday morning and I look out and the cars are backed up for like a mile.
Right.
It's been so eerie waking up on Saturday mornings and there's not a single car. Not a single car, yeah, ready or backed up or anything like that. Now, the good thing is they have let the cadets come to every game.
Okay.
So, whereas so many of these games there's been nobody, we've at least had 4,500 kids who are in uniform, and that's like their release, being able to go to a football game. So they've been able to provide a little bit of juice, which is nice.
Which is really nice because somebody asked me what it's been like doing Penn State games. You and I are probably the same. Once the game starts, you're looking at everything inside the rectangle. But when they run out of the tunnel onto the field, I feel like Harry Doyle in Major League with the old Bob Uecker. Hey, all right, here they come. It's been a little strange in that regard. You're also doing Eagles pregame along the way. So when you look at the first place 3-5-1 football team, how bizarre is that division, Ross?
Well, it's really bizarre and really surprising because I thought the Eagles and Cowboys would both have a chance to be very good. And frankly, they've both been hit by the injury bug, but I think it's a more viable excuse for the Cowboys because of losing Dak Prescott.
That's right.
Than it is for the Eagles. I think that was probably what was most concerning about the last game for the Eagles is, you know, they're coming off a bye, Steve. You get Miles Sanders back. You get Lane Johnson back. You get Alshon Jeffrey back. Carson Wentz doesn't turn it over, which had been their main issue, and they lost by 10 to the Giants.
Right.
So every like crutch or excuse you could have kind of went out the window. You know, it was kind of like, okay, maybe we're just not very good. You know, maybe the Giants are just better than us. And I will say this too, Steve, getting back to Penn State for a second.
Yeah.
The thing about Penn State is, you know, we could talk about turnovers. We can talk about red zone. But really, from a talent perspective, they should be good enough, in my mind, against the Nebraskas and the Marylands of the world to win anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I'm surprised that losing the turnover battle by one or settling for a couple of field goals, I'm surprised that that's the difference between winning and losing in the first place. You know, I mean, yeah, maybe they could scoot out a three-point win or whatever, but it just seems to me like Penn State should be good enough that it really shouldn't even come down to that.
And you know, that's interesting, because, and I feel the same way about Indiana too, that you still feel, no matter what, it's like you still feel like, I still feel like I'm broadcasting for what I think is the better team. And some things just, the tumblers have not fallen into place for them for some odd reason beyond, and so I agree with you, talent-wise, I mean, I don't think you said anything that's off the mark.
No, that's what's so disappointing. You know, I don't even know why you have me on your show, Steve. I said before the year I thought this would be James Franklin's best team.
Yeah, I know.
I thought they were going to beat Ohio State. Now, that was before Micah Parsons and Journey Brown, but still, I still thought they'd be obviously a lot better than this. Yeah. I don't think anybody could have thought that Clifford would kind of drop off like this.
Yeah. Hey, tell us a little bit about MyFrontPageStory.com.
Well, I appreciate that because it's a Central Pennsylvania-based company.
Yep.
And it's the perfect gift for the holidays. I don't know if we've talked about it before, Steve, but here's the deal, okay? We got a few professional writers. You talk to them about whoever you want to get the gift for. So your mom, your wife, whatever. And you tell them how much you love them, how you feel about them. They write the most unbelievable story. And I've got one for my mom. My sister did, too. On the holidays, when you're able to hand it to someone, it's framed. Looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, the Sunbury Daily Item, or whatever newspaper, right?
Yeah.
And you hand it to them, and you say, hey, Mom, I want to do something different for you this year. So I had a story written about you. That just sounds awesome. You know what I mean? Like, I had a story written about you. Like, who gets a story written about somebody? That's number one. And number two, when they actually read the quotes, like when my mom read the quote from my sister about saying she's the only reason she's the woman she is today is because of my mom just started bawling. So I told the owner of the business the tagline should be, she'll cry, you win. MyFrontPageStory.com. She'll cry, you'll win.
That is awesome. That is great. I love that. So everybody keep that in mind, because if you're looking for the gift, that's a great gift, right? That is awesome. Ross, I know we had limited time with you. You carved out time to make it happen. Thanks so much, my friend. Great game this week with Army, like they all are.
Anytime, Steve. I will be listening on Saturday. You guys, listen, when I'm driving, I listen to a lot of college broadcasts, and I'm obviously biased, but there's not a better one. I mean, some of these college broadcasts are terrible. It's unbelievable. You guys are at the absolute upper echelon of all college broadcast teams, for sure.
Ross, that means a lot coming from you, because you're the best. Thank you so much, and be safe there on the road, okay?
All right, see ya.